we visited Canada last week. We were there for almost a week. We were very kindly funded by the CAFA fund within the Ulster University, so that enabled us to go and visit a number of areas in Canada. We went primarily to Quebec City, to Laval University, to meet with Benoit Fournier and his colleague Josie Duchesne and also their wider team. And they are examining samples of the blocks that have been sent over from Ireland in terms to try and help understand what's happening in terms of the blocks collapsing. So that's the first thing. These researchers are some of the top experts in the world and their team on deleterious minerals and stuff. So myself and Paul Dunlop went and met with them and spent a number of days with them. We also went to La Trois-Rivières, which is an area between Montreal and Quebec City, and we visited the quarry, which is actually one of the key sources of the issue that has happened in Canada. And we met with one of the campaign groups there as well, who are equivalent to, I suppose, our Mike Action Group in Canada. So overall, I think the trip was incredibly successful. We learned a huge amount.
And how important are these trips in terms of, as affected homeowners here in Donegal, getting proper redress and getting the proper resources put in place?
Well, one of the key things that we wanted to go out there and examine is, I suppose, Paul's involved in the actual funded research to look at the causes of concrete deterioration in homes in Donegal. So that was very informative from a scientific point of view from that respect. But one of the other things we wanted to look at was we were keen to examine how this played out in Canada when the issue emerged. How the campaign group, the experience of the campaign group, the experience of homeowners, and looking at how the Canadian government have dealt with this, how expedient they have been in resolving this issue, getting these homes fixed for families. We discussed the key impacts it's had on families and the experiences they had, and we were actually really surprised at how similar the experiences we have based here in Ireland. One of the key differences is the speed at which the Canadian government have resolved this issue, and there's a huge amount of learnings that we have brought back that we want to help inform policy here to help get the best outcome for families. Now, some of these people that we met, both at the university, a key researcher who is a former chancellor of the university, Michel Pigeon, and also some of the guys who are from the coalition in Canada who fought for justice there, they have both agreed to come over to Ireland next year and to meet with other key stakeholders here to help see if we can help inform policy and benefit family and homeowners affected. So I think there's a massive amount of learning we can do, and from a research point of view, it really opens up massive collaboration and research opportunities for us.